James McDonald has a good book today, including Le Romaine, who I'm sure will appreciate the sting out of the ground, Styrius, and performer amongst James's better mounts today. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Look, you've got a good book today. McLaren starts us off. There's a big rap on this colt. He's looked pretty good. What's been your opinion on him? You've been on him a couple of times at the trials.
Yeah, I love the colt. He's a beautiful action horse. He goes about his business. He does it in a professional manner. There's no riff-raff to him. He'll jump. He'll put himself in a good spot, which is always a positive with two-year-olds. And he'll run as straight as a gun barrel, which is always good as well. So very well educated, and he's ready to take on these in a nice enough race.
Okay. You've ridden him in two of his three trials, James. So you've had a good feel of him.
Yeah, I've got a good handle of him. I've done a bit of work on him beforehand too, before those early two-year-old trials anyway. Yep. And he was a bit of a standout. He just moved well, and like I said, very well educated. He'll do his job well.
Okay. Luciello, you've also had a feel of her at the trials. Your two-year-old in race two, your filly.
Yep, she's a lovely filly, a bit like the other one. She's got a great action. She moves really well. If anything, she just gets a little bit warm, but otherwise, she's got a perfect gait in two, just to take advantage of that. And I think she's got good ability. If she handles the occasion well, she'll run really well.
And race four, Adana, his two runs as a gelding last preparation were excellent.
He was super down in Melbourne when I rode him over the mile. He was Carbon Club. He attacked the line really strongly. He's going to push that mile even plus, I would have thought. So this is a good stepping stone to get him out and get his campaign underway. I thought his trial was a lot better than it looked. He gave me a good feel. It's a very strong race, I thought, on paper. He's going to have to be... He's good, but I think he'll hit the line well.
Hmm. Thy Kingdom Come, race five. You went on him two starts back.
Yeah, quirky old horse. You don't know which one's going to turn up. But I was actually speaking to John Thompson the other day about him, and he's really happy with him. He's changed a bit around. And so hopefully that's a good indication. He should go well today. He's a horse that you got to keep happy. And it doesn't matter where it is in the field. If he wants to stride, he'll stride. And I'll be very mindful of that.
Now that we've had this rain overnight and we have a soft seven, Le Romaine probably plays into his hands.
Oh, beautiful for him. The old boy, I love it. I thought he's come up really good. He had a great campaign last time, and he's come back in tremendous order once again. So can't wait to sit on him. He's a grand old horse who just puts his best foot forward. He'll put himself in a great position, even though it's only a small field. He'll give him something to run down anyway, and if he's good enough on the day, he'll be thereabouts.
Seaway Race 7, another good ride for you. You haven't had much to do with him, but he should get a cosy run from the draw here.
Yeah, I haven't had anything to do with him, to be fair. I haven't tried him or anything, but I think the stable are pretty confident he'll run well today. First up over 1,500. He's got a great record. He had a pretty good winter campaign. He must have been thought of quite highly anyway, but he's got to take on a pretty good one, stable weight. So it's going to be a query, but in saying that, we've got the draw to oversee that.
Asterius, race eight. He was just beaten by a horse in the zone last start.
Yeah, and I was actually disappointed in the performance. I was a bit cut up about it. I thought he should have been a bit close to him, albeit he got beat a fair way, but... I'd expect a bigger performance. I want to see him win, you know. And today's the day. I think he's got a great chance. Big field. He'll posse up, probably midfield or thereabouts. I think the ground will be to his assist, and he's got a nail one. And so today's the day.
Mm. And you finish off with Performer. Can you get him back on track?
Well, let's hope so. He's a very good galloper on his day. He's had a bit of a toss-turny kind of preparation throughout his career. And, But he's got good ability. He's trialled really well against some really good horses, and this is a far easier task than what he's taken on in the past. I think whether he likes the ground or not, I'm not too sure, but I haven't had much to do with him, but I think he'll run well in that kind of field.
Geez, you've had a busy schedule. Where were you? Where were you last week? New Zealand or somewhere? You rode last night. It's tough. It's a lot of work involved at this time of year with all these meetings.
Absolutely, it's tougher and tougher. Obviously, the workload with trials as well. Every twice a week, and then races are getting more and more now. And those Friday nights take its toll. Obviously, not easy.
No, for
backing
sure.
Backing up all the time, so. But hey, that's good to be with us. Won't be complaining when you're riding with us.
No, for sure. And you'd be happy to pick up the ride on Kemantari. He looked to a trial brilliantly the other day.
I was thrilled to pick up the ride. Obviously, he trialled super, and I was very pleased when I felt. Obviously, I haven't had much to do with him throughout his career, but he gave me a fantastic feel the other day, and I can't wait to sit on him over 1400 at Caulfield. I think he'll be hard to beat.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you can get away with a couple of winners today. It's a good book of rides.
Great. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, guys.